A former chaplain at Alliance Community Hospital will be sentenced July 10th. 38-year-old Joseph Sabella of Knox Township pleaded guilty Friday to 60 felony counts of pandering obscenity involving minors. 25 counts were dropped in the plea deal. Investigators say searches of his home found hundreds of printed and electronic images of minors in sexual acts or nudity. The prosecution is recommending a sentence of 25 to 27 years in prison. A Jackson Township man serving life in prison for the 2020 murder of a Plain Township woman is maintaining his innocence in a national television interview. Jason McDermott spoke on NBC's Dateline, denying he killed former co-worker Morgan Fox. McDermott was convicted in 2021 of shooting Fox to death outside her home. The two-hour episode reviewed evidence presented at trial, including surveillance video, phone data, and traffic camera footage. Fox was a 29-year-old mother who left behind an 8-year-old daughter. Construction is moving forward on the Hall of Fame Village Water Park in Canton. New water slides are now visible as crews continue work on the project known as Game Day Bay. The football-themed development recently posted photos showing slide installation and progress on the indoor wave pool. The 140,000 square foot water park is expected to open in the spring of 2027 after work resumed earlier this year. Stark County is taking control of its criminal justice information system after allowing a contract with a company that maintained the network to expire. According to the repository, officials say Yates Technology declined to accept new cybersecurity requirements put in place after a July 2024 data breach. The online system connects courts, law enforcement, clerks of courts, and the county jail. The breach may have exposed personal information of nearly 300,000 people. Demolition is underway on a Stark County landmark. Crews began tearing down the former Massillon State Hospital last week. The 130-year-old building on Erie Street South once housed thousands of psychiatric patients from across Ohio. The original hospital building, known as McKinley Hall, opened to patients in 1898. At one time, the facility served people from 21 counties. Demolition by Louisville-based Eslick Wrecking should take about 7 weeks. Conquest Mental Health Services, which acquired the property in 2016, says the building is being removed for safety reasons and to improve the site for future client services. Streetsboro City Schools is moving forward with cuts after voters rejected a new operating levy on May 5th. The 7 mil 5-year issue failed by a vote of roughly 2,400 to 1,700 and would have generated about $5.4 million a year. District officials say previously approved reductions will now take effect, including larger class sizes, program cuts, and higher athletic fees. Middle school and junior varsity sports and some extracurricular activities will also be eliminated. A plea hearing is now set for June 1st in the aggravated murder case against an East Liverpool man accused in a deadly shooting. A Columbiana County judge said Friday that prosecutors and defense attorneys have reached a resolution in the case against 34-year-old Daniel Whitley. A jury trial that had been scheduled to begin June 2nd has been canceled. Whitley is charged in the May 2025 shooting death of 58-year-old James Powell at an apartment complex in East Liverpool. He remains in the county jail under a $1 million bond. A Columbiana man sent to prison for an attack on a woman last year has appealed his sentence. Common Pleas Judge Scott Washam ordered 66-year-old Frederick Harriff to serve 39 to 44 and a half years. Prosecutors say Harriff beat the woman with a bat, tried to strangle her, and set her Fairfield Township home on fire during the June incident. Harriff pleaded guilty to charges including attempted murder, arson, and kidnapping. The appeal alleges the sentence exceeded that suggested by government attorneys. Harriff faces charges of stalking and witness intimidation in a separate case. A pedestrian is in critical condition after being hit by an SUV Sunday afternoon in Beaver Township. The Highway Patrol says the crash happened around 2 p.m. on State Route 46. A 63-year-old Columbiana man was driving north when the pedestrian tried to cross near Lesher Road. The victim was taken to St. Elizabeth Health Center for treatment. The driver and passenger were not hurt. The crash is under investigation. A Struthers man is in custody after police say he fired a shot during a domestic argument Saturday afternoon. Struthers police say the incident happened around 2 p.m. on Poland Avenue after reports of two men arguing. When officers arrived, the suspect barricaded himself inside a home, leading to a brief standoff before surrendering. No one was injured, and police later executed a search warrant at the home. Another Catholic church in Youngstown is closing. Saints Peter and Paul will hold its final Mass June 29th. The closure follows a proposal from the Society of St. Vincent de Paul to purchase the property. Bishop David Bonar approved the plan, which ends the building's use for worship. Deer management hunts will continue in Mill Creek Metro Parks for the 2025-26 season and beyond. Metro Parks officials say the program is aimed at controlling an overabundant deer population that's damaging park vegetation. The Vindicator reports controlled gun hunts are scheduled for select weekends from November 29th through December 27th, with some park areas closed to the public. The program has been upheld in court despite continued community opposition. A federal judge has denied a new trial request from a Majorie man convicted in a healthcare fraud case. John O'Brien was found guilty in February on 3 counts of wire fraud for his role in a scheme targeting Sharon, Pennsylvania-based Primary Health Network. Prosecutors said fraudulent bills were submitted for construction work that was never completed. A judge rejected claims that the evidence was insufficient. O'Brien is scheduled for sentencing August 17th in Pittsburgh federal court. He's free on bond. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.